Really, just on the game, I thought it was a tremendous effort. Our guys worked hard all week in the preparation. They're all hard weeks, but it wasn't definitely how you draw them up. Wasn't perfect, but our guys hung in there. They stuck together. It was great to come up with the win. Any questions?
You guys never trailed today. We're able to keep the game on. Mm-hmm. Did you see out of your running attack and your ability to continually pound that to the end?
Well, again, I think it's a tribute to our guys up front, the runners, like Jordan Howard. He ran the ball hard. Obviously, Tariq had a good day. But it starts up front. I think we kind of stepped over ourselves a little bit in Tampa. Our guys knew that, especially up front. That's kind of what we are and what we're going to be. And, you got to show up every week. Our guys, I thought they answered the bell up front, the whole blocking element, whether it's fullback, tight ends, offensive line. We did have a little correction we had to make with Hronis going out. And, again, it was fortunate that Bradley Soule was very prepared and was able to step in without much of a blip.
Roethlisberger and Bell kind of in check. What was the key defensively today?
Well, a week ago you couldn't really evaluate our defense. I think it was a pretty explosive offense in Tampa, but they had a lot of short fields. I think it was good today. We didn't do that to them. I think we did it once, and they did hold them to a field goal and sudden change. But all in all, I think our defense was very solid, and they took their shots, and I thought our secondary did a good job of being deep when we needed to be.
The Marcus Cooper situation at halftime, and how do you explain it?
A similar situation that happened a few years ago back in Denver. Actually, it was one of our current players that did something similar. He'll learn from it. Nobody feels worse than he does. Again, it's just a matter of focus and finishing, and he understands that.
Did you understand the original ruling? Did you think immediately, no, that's wrong?
Well, from where we are, we don't have a great view, but, I didn't know he scored or didn't score. I did see him start to let up, which frightened me. But that's made for TV. They ruled it was a fumble. It went into the end zone. Now it became the defense. They batted it out. They can't end the half on a defensive penalty, so they moved it. I moved it out of the one, actually, or at the one, and then they went half the distance. And then we did something clever like false start. But we were able to get 3 points out of it. And, they're never perfect. You strive for it, but it never happens. And, all in all, we were able to come up with a W.
What went into the decision to go for it there at the one, or to try to go for it for the ball?
Well, I mean, it was inside the one. You'd like to think you ought to be able to get that, to get seven. Once that failed, felt better about it at that yard mark than the six or whatever it was. So we just took the field goal.
John, how do you keep that from becoming a deflating moment? You go to halftime up 10, but it could have been.
Well, there are ebbs and tides in every game. It's like life. It just happens. And, our guys, stuck together and hung together. There was never any stuff on the sideline. They just, kept marching.
John, there's a lot going on today before the game with the protests and the controversy. There's a report that George McCaskey addressed the players last night. Mm-hmm. What impact did that have, and what did he say?
Well, I think, keep things private. Basically, we felt as a team, George included, that it was divisive and disrespectful. I think what we're all about is being united and together. No disrespect to the anthem. Our guys understand the reason why we're called the United States. All we did was there was no disrespect to the anthem. Everybody just locked arms in unity.
John, with Jordan Howard, he came off a couple of different kinds. Mm-hmm. Is that the same right shoulder?
You'd have to ask him that. I know he was dealing with things. This game is tough. I mean, you got 22 guys out there trying to run into each other, so those things happen. But he battled through it. I think he returned every time.
I was going to say, what did you learn about him today?
Well, he's a tough son of a gun. And again, the more you have of those, the better off and the better chances you have to win.
And what was your vantage point on Tariq's big one there to end? Looked like he may have stayed in. You're closest to it.
Like everything, you have to overcome a lot. I think whether it was blip before halftime, we started the game with a muff punt on their part, a turnover. So, that was how we were able to take the lead. Turnovers bite you. And so, that call, again, you just overcome it. So we got a chance to let Jordan get some yards.
John, can you
run itself, what did you see in the run from Tariq? Obviously, a huge play there at that moment.
Well, I mean, you know, the guy didn't get the human joystick moniker for nothing. You know, he bounced out, and he's done it a couple times in a very short season.
John, you guys had one reception to a receiver in this game. Mm-hmm. Is there enough time to correct some of these issues on offense with a short week here?
Well, I mean, you know, we had to correct them a week ago and the week before that, you know, so, you know, right now the reality is we're 1-2 and we've got a big division game in Green Bay. So, you know, that's what we do. We adjust and work and, you know, see where it takes us.
Does the overtime game and the heat change how you...
Yeah, I mean, you got to be a pretty soft schedule anyways, you know, on these short weeks. You know, we've got a good schedule. We'll take real good care of them. And, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to how they execute. And I think we're in a good state of mind right now.
Thanks, guys.
Did you see something different late, just in the mental makeup of the guys to be able to pull this one out?
No, I mean, I think, you know, they've given us everything they've had in all three games we've played. You know, we've just made some errors in some other ones that we weren't able to overcome. But, you know, we've had opportunities. But it was nice to get that W today. Thank you.
Thanks, John.